633 Squadron by Frederick E. Smith.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
To Des and Bob, the other two musketeers of A-Flight, with thanks to my good friends in Norway for their assistance. Chapter 1. I've always thought it was one of the greatest stories of the war, the young American said, his eyes shining. The way those boys went in, knowing what was coming to them. Gee, what great guys they must have been. The innkeeper's eyes were growing reminiscent. They were, he said, great guys. And every operation connected with the Black Fjord was carried out from here? Yes. Sutton Craddock was made their base. They arrived in January 43 and began training for the job shortly afterwards. So you'd meet the rest of the squadron, Gillibrand, Barrett, Bergman, all of them, as well as Grenville himself? Yes, I knew them all. The American shook his head in envy. Grenville has been my hero since I was a kid at school. I never thought that one day I'd be standing in the pub where he and his boys used to drink their beer.
His eyes wandered round the lounge. Like the rest of the Black Swan, it was of great age, with panelled walls and a timbered ceiling blackened by the smoke of centuries. Polished brass ornaments were everywhere, some shining golden in the soft lights from the shaded lamps, others winking back the firelight from the stone hearth. The counter against which...